yet this afternoon. Better chance tonight and tomorrow of some rain, and he'll be along in about 5 minutes with an in-depth look at weather. But first, AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good afternoon. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich has released a nearly $11 billion list of road projects that would coincide with the passage of a capital funding measure. The 6 years of projects include several plans for East Central Illinois. Work around Champaign would include resurfacing and bridge repair on Interstate 57 from the Coles-Douglas County line up to Sadorus Road, and similar work on I-72 from the Macon County line to Mattis Avenue. Illinois Department of Transportation Secretary Milton Cease says the projects will fail without the passing of a $31 billion capital investment plan that also includes more than 700,000 jobs and school repair projects. Lawmakers have not approved a capital spending measure under the Blagojevich administration. Authorities in Danville are investigating an overnight shooting that left a local man dead. Vermilion County Coroner Peggy Johnson says 28-year-old Kenneth Sims was pronounced dead early this morning at Provena United Samaritans Medical Center. The shooting occurred on the city's east side in the 1900 block of Deerwood Drive. Police spokesman Larry Thomason says motorists drove up to an officer and said there was a wounded man in their vehicle. An autopsy was held this morning. The shooting is under investigation by the coroner and Vermilion County Sheriff's Department. A local activist will make a second attempt to place an advisory referendum on Urbana's November ballot. Durrell Cruz's initial efforts to generate interest in an instant runoff voting failed last month. Democratic Party leaders in Cunningham Township's annual meeting were accused of opposing any debate on the item and keeping it off the agenda on April 8th before a vote could take place. Cruz says more residents need to be aware of the item.
There was no public notice that adequately informed the community of the meeting, that the agenda was not set, and therefore the public wasn't aware of what was going to be discussed. And so they used a couple of reasons like that as justification for, I guess, blocking the ability of the residents of the township to discuss and then vote on advisory referendum.
Tomorrow, Cruz will submit a petition of 15 signatures to the city clerk asking for a special township meeting. It calls for the agenda to be set beforehand and a public notice of the meeting, which must take place no earlier than 14 days and no later than 45 after the petition is submitted. While advisory in nature, Cruz says a referendum this fall would generate interest in instant runoff voting prior to Urbana's municipal elections next February. Instant runoff voting is a system in which candidates are listed in order of preference. If no one candidate wins a majority of first preference votes, the candidates with the fewest votes are eliminated, and those votes would be transferred to second preferences. The process repeats until one person gets a majority of votes. The state Supreme Court has tossed out the conviction of a Rockford man in a high-profile McLean County murder in 1993. Charlie Schlinker has more.
The now 35-year-old Alan Beeman has been in prison for 14 years since a jury found him guilty of stabbing and then strangling Illinois State University student Jennifer Lockmiller with a cord of a clock radio. The justices ruled Beeman, Lockmiller's ex-boyfriend, should have a new trial because the court cannot have confidence in the verdict given the tenuous nature of the circumstantial evidence against him and the fact jurors were not allowed to hear evidence of another potential suspect. The 22-year-old Lockmiller owed that suspect money for drugs. He also lived in town, was known to be violent toward others, and took steroids, which caused him to behave erratically. The John Doe suspect also initially gave police a false alibi that he had left town the day before the murder, which could be interpreted as behaving guilty. Justices also wrote it's clear Beeman's opportunity to commit the murder wasn't as large as another suspect's. There are questions whether Beeman could have driven to Bloomington Normal from his Rockford home, killed Lockmiller, and returned home in available time. Beeman is serving a 50-year sentence for the conviction. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.
Indiana toll road operators say all road construction work will be suspended over the Memorial Day holiday weekend to try to cut down on traffic slowdowns. ITR concession company spokesman Matt Pierce says construction on the 157-mile highway in northern Indiana will stop by noon tomorrow and won't resume until 6 a.m. Tuesday. Pierce also says that between Memorial Day and Labor Day, contractors working on toll road will be restricted to working only at night except for emergencies. The story of Abraham Lincoln will be brought to people around the country in a new mobile exhibit. Jenna Dooley has that story.
I now leave, not knowing when or whether ever I may return.
The mobile museum features a video presentation as well as artifacts and displays. It's packed into a 53-foot-long double-wide trailer. Lloyd Bunch was involved with the design of the truck. For the next 2 years, he and his wife Lynn will drive the exhibit cross-country. She says she's looking forward to the trip.
But it was hard to leave home, but when we did it, if you love to travel, this is a perfect job. And we love to travel. We love to meet new people. We love to do new things. So this is just perfect.
The mobile exhibit will make stops at schools and Lincoln Bicentennial events over the next 2 years. Organizers say bigger venues may include the Super Bowl and the national political conventions. The exhibit will make stops in St. Louis and Peoria for the remainder of May. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The exhibit will also be featured in Bloomington at the State Farm headquarters on June 21st. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designers of the Conference Center development located within the University of Illinois South Research Campus, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It is 12:36.